calling me on my telephone.
Howlin' Wolf electrified the blues of the Mississippi Delta and laid the foundation of rock and roll. The first song he ever recorded was in 1951. It was also his first hit, Moanin' at Midnight.
Well, keep on calling. Tell 'em I'm not at home.
Moanin' at Midnight is also the title of a recently published biography, the first on Howlin' Wolf. Music journalist Ashley Kahn reports on a man who loomed large in both physical stature and as a musical force.
Back in the 60s and 70s, Howlin' Wolf's influence was easy to hear. His music featured his rough, menacing voice, a hard-driving rhythm, and many rock stars performed his songs. The Rolling Stones, Jimi Hendrix, The Doors.
Connection for The Doors, my God, I mean, Howlin' Wolf was incredibly instrumental in what we did.
Ray Manzarek is a founding member of The Doors and remembers the raw, elemental power in Howlin' Wolf's music.
The men don't know, but the little girls understand. Stand down there, cops wide cry. Don't take it down.
It was a darkness, it was a broodingness, it was a man who had seen the bottom of the abyss and was telling you about it.
But in the 70s, Howlin' Wolf's music was hard to find, and good luck locating anything written about the man himself. He might have been a legend every rock star worshipped, but he was clouded in mystery.
He was just an incredible force of nature.
Mark Hoffman is the co-author of Moanin' at Midnight, the biography of Howlin' Wolf. It reveals much about the man who was born Chester Arthur Burnett in eastern Mississippi in 1910. He was named the Wolf by his own grandfather.
He was a very scary-looking guy, 6 feet, 3 inches tall. He weighed close to 300 pounds at one point. He wore size 16 shoes.
Hi, hi, I'm the boy.
Moving to Memphis after World War II, Wolf used electric guitars to create a loud blues style that could compete with the large swing bands of the day.
You went out last night, baby, you stayed all night. You spent love and it worked for you, you know you ain't treat me right.
The formula that Wolf came up with musically was early rock and roll. You could even say that heavy metal came out of Howlin' Wolf. His sound really anticipated, 30 or 40 years of music.
Wolf's number one weapon was his voice. He used it to brag about his sexual prowess to the ladies or threaten the men. When he sang Evil Is Going On, there was little doubt about it.
Well, if you call on the telephone and she has a long and slow, grab the first thing smoking after you half the whole boat.
That's evil. Evil is going on wrong. I am warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home.
Again, biographer Mark Hoffman.
Another song, Killin' Floor, refers to an incident where Wolf got in an argument with a man about a woman. They exchanged words, and unfortunately for this man, Wolf was carrying a cotton hoe with him, and he hit the man in the head and killed him instantly.
Cotton hoe! I should have been gone. And I wouldn't have been here, down on the killing floor.
In a rare interview in 1968, Wolf talked about drawing the greatest inspiration from his own experiences.
Well, I just be in the field and plying, and you know, and songs come to me, you know, different things. Well, Smokestack Lightning means there's a train, you know, that runs on the rail, you know.
Oh, Smokestack Lightning, shining just like gold. Oh, don't you hear me cry?
Again, biographer Mark Hoffman.
If I had to choose one song about Howlin' Wolf that really summed up his essence, it would be Smokestack Lightning. It's a song that came out of Howlin' Wolf's youth. I mean, his terrible childhood, where he grew up within a couple hundred feet of the railroad tracks, and he wanted to get away.
Wolf's longtime guitarist Hubert Sumlin, who played behind the blues man for almost 30 years, agrees.
This guy, every word, every note, everything, man, that he sung, it was the truth. Not only that, it was him. He lived his life. He lived these songs.
Well, tell me, baby, what's don't matter, yeah. Oh, don't you hear me cry? Ooh.
Howlin' Wolf died in 1976. Today, reissues of his music are easy to find, and the biography Moanin' at Midnight answers almost every who, what, and why about the blues giant. And yet, Wolf's own story was there all along, in his music.
The mighty wolf, making a midnight creep.
Ashley Kahn is the author of A Love Supreme, the story of John Coltrane's signature album. The Howlin' Wolf biography, Moanin' at Midnight, has just been published. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
When I get what I want.